This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, is the Holocaust too graphic for the movies? But first, every movie season does bring its share of remakes, and this fall has seen a slew, from the disastrous Madonna vehicle Swept Away to the fifth version of Four Feathers to Solaris, a remake of a Russian science fiction classic that's due out next month. The Truth About Charlie opens this weekend. This is director Jonathan Demme's remake of Charade. NPR's Lynn Neary looks into the challenges and the pitfalls of remaking movie classics.
You might imagine that a momentous decision such as remaking a classic film like Charade would take place only in the inner sanctum of Hollywood studios. But to hear actress Tandy Newton tell it, the making of The Truth About Charlie began with a casual night of video watching.
I was hanging out at Jonathan's house, and he said, come and see this great old movie that I've recently seen, and we watched it together. And at the end of it, he said, wouldn't that make a great updated movie? And I was like, yeah. He said, with you, as in that role? And I'm like, sure thing, Jonathan, whatever. Dream on.
Newton is, of course, the leading lady in The Truth About Charlie. With her British accent, her willowy body, and her fetching charm, Newton steps lightly into the shoes which were once filled by Audrey Hepburn. Mark Wahlberg is a more unlikely casting choice in the role originated by Cary Grant. The on-screen chemistry generated by Grant and Hepburn carried Charade. But director Jonathan Demme says he wanted to do something different.
I was definitely not interested in doing a copycat version and trying to emulate the original Charade, because that picture was perfect in its way. It was high style, it was sparkling, it was witty. It's really a marvelous, marvelous movie.
In Charade, Audrey Hepburn is pursued by a gang of thugs who believe she has the money her dead husband stole from them. Cary Grant is a handsome stranger who steps into her life unexpectedly and plays a mysterious role in the plot.
Do we know each other?
Why do you think we're going to?
I don't know. How would I know?
Because I already know an awful lot of people, and until one of them dies, I couldn't possibly meet anyone else.
Well, if anyone goes on the critical list, let me know.
Quitter. You give up awfully easily, don't you?
Watching Grant and Hepburn parry with each other against a cinematically perfect backdrop of the Alps makes you wonder why a director would want to remake such a classic. Comparisons are inevitable, and where Hollywood remakes are concerned, they are often odious. And let's face it, remakes have a bad reputation.
Well, the first motivation is to make more money. If the formula worked the first time, it'll work the second time.
James Monaco has written a number of books about movies, most recently How to Read a Film. Monaco says remakes are often, but not always, about money.
But a remake is different from the sequelitis that we've been suffering from the last 20, 25 years, because a remake gives you a chance to look at the theme again. You're doing the same film over. And just as you do in the theater with new productions every few years, you can do that in film as well, I think.
Many great directors have taken on the challenge of remaking a movie. Alfred Hitchcock even remade one of his own films, The Man Who Knew Too Much. According to one account, Hitchcock said he wanted to make the film again because he didn't get it right the first time. Sometimes directors want to remake a movie as a kind of tribute to the original. Sometimes they're talked into it. Director Bob Rafelson says Jack Nicholson approached him with the idea of remaking The Postman Always Rings Twice.
So I said, well, I'll take a look at it. Well, I did take a look at it. I did know it a little bit, and I didn't like it very much. And for that reason, I decided to remake it, because I love the book.
In the 1946 version of Postman, the passions that ultimately led to murder took place more off-screen than on. It was that tepid handling of sexual themes that Rafelson wanted to change.
The Postman Always Rings Twice had a lot of, in the book, a lot of S&M, a lot of really strange, peculiar, eccentric character. And I felt that these were things that could not have been done in the 40s.
When Rafelson remade the film in 1981, there were no restrictions on what he could show on screen. In what has become perhaps the best-known scene in the film, Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange make violent love on a kitchen table.
All right, come on, huh? Come on. Come on.
Making a film more contemporary is part of the challenge of the remake, says Andy Horton, co-editor of the book Play It Again, Sam, Retakes on Remakes.
They want to make their own mark for a different time. I mean, the fact that Scorsese made Cape Fear using Robert Mitchum, who was in the original, But he had fun doing things like having Robert Mitchum drink Perrier in the remake where he's drinking Budweiser in the original. That's a social comment, not necessarily a political one, but there's a kind of pleasure and I would say playfulness too.
Jonathan Demme says he played a lot with The Truth About Charlie. In Charade, the thugs who terrify Audrey Hepburn are all white men who served together during World War II. In The Truth About Charlie, the gang becomes a multicultural group of ex-soldiers who fought together in Sarajevo.
Charlie ripped off some very dangerous people.
I don't know anything about my husband's business interests.
I thought you just said...
I don't mean to be rude.
Then don't be.
But are you finished?
Not quite. See, your husband messed us up. Something fierce.
We change the gender of some characters. We change the racial derivation of other characters. We eliminated characters. We invented characters. We had new murders. We eliminated old murders. we had a blast.
But even as Demme sought to update Charade, he also used his new movie to pay homage to a kind of filmmaking he reveres.
I was really intrigued by the idea that while Stanley Donen was shooting Charade in Paris in the early 60s, right around the corner, either Truffaut, Godard, Chabrol, someone or other, was out there with their handheld cameras out in the streets shooting their gritty new wave picture of the moment. And it just tickled me to think, you know, we're going to go back to Paris, we're going to do a remake of Charade, let's shoot it like a new wave picture.
Demme not only shot The Truth About Charlie in the style of new wave filmmaking, he also brought back some of the icons of that era, Anna Karenina and Charles Aznavour, in cameo appearances. The result is a film that is both a nod to the past and a unique creation. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
C'est le soleil brûlant qui caresse ma peau et l'air léger du temps au souffle doux et chaud.